Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Karen's Spiritual Pilgrim Journey, the powerful memoir of Karen Rich Franklin, describes her days on a pilgrimage to Haifa, Israel, before the pandemic hit the world, and her feelings and thoughts at each day of the magnificent serenity and deeply felt love at each and everything she did with the assigned group of the day. After being on the pilgrimage, Karen holds a stronger conviction on the reality of the oneness of God, oneness of religion, and oneness of mankind. Karen Rich Franklin has been a Baha'i for 29 years, lives on the central coast of California. She has served in the local spiritual assemblies, offered children junior youth classes, holds family devotionals, and provides study circles as a pattern of living in accordance with the teachings and principles of the Baha'i faith. Karen Rich Franklin, author of Karen's Spiritual Pilgrim's Journey, is our guest on This Week in America. Karen, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here.
Remarkable life-altering journey, and I'm so looking forward to having the chance to talk about this, all in Karen's book, Karen's Spiritual Pilgrim Journey. What is the Baha'i faith? Let's give us a little background on that before we get into the substance of the book.
Sure. So the Baha'i faith is a world religion, recognizing the oneness of mankind, oneness of religion, and the oneness of God. It offers us a pattern of living, a prescription of living in today's world with all the multitudes and facets of social interactions that we have as human beings here on our planet Earth. And through, you know, a latest messenger called Baha'u'llah. And we also had a great... he's somebody that we can follow, a lot like Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay.
We call him the master because we can follow him. He was somebody that we could emulate, so to speak. And his name was Abdu'l-Bahá. So he was the son of Baha'u'llah. And we have all of the teachings and the writings and the experiences and his background and his translations of things in the world for today.
With us on the program is Karen Rich Franklin. The book is Karen's Spiritual Pilgrim Journey, book available wherever books are sold. An Amazon link for Karen's page on Amazon on our page, thisweekinamerica.us. She's written two other books, and we'll mention those as well as we go through the conversation. What was it about that journey that inspired this book, Karen's Spiritual Pilgrim Journey? Tell me a little bit about the book and why you decided to write this. And the book, by the way, receiving rave reviews, and it really is changing lives for many, many people. What was the inspiration behind it?
Honestly, when I came back from the pilgrimage, it was such a profound spiritual awakening for me. I just kept contemplating what I experienced, what I felt, what it was like. And I was just like, you know, I should really write this down and document what it was.
Yes.
And again, I'm just an individual. It was just an individual journey. But I really felt like maybe somebody who's never been on a pilgrimage, might be able to resonate with that. Might be able to go, wow, you know, I can understand that, or I can see where, you know, that makes sense. And to kind of write about it in a sense to make pilgrimage not this aloof, abstract kind of thing. I think a lot of people associate pilgrimage with, somebody that's a monk or a priest or a minister.
And, yes.
A lot for us as individuals. We are spiritual beings. When we go on pilgrimage, it's a way to help develop our spiritual qualities, which are all of those things that are love, caring, friendship, all of the virtues that are talked about in a lot, the integrity, the truthfulness, the honesty. How do we develop those? And so a pilgrimage kind of helps open up a space to experience that in a very different way, because when you're on pilgrimage, you're actually experiencing that with people from all over the world. It's, you're not by yourself. And it's just a very different eye-opening endeavor. And that was really just the backdrop of writing down what it was, and because I wrote it well after coming back from pilgrimage.
It made such an impression on you, and you share that so well in your book, Karen, Spiritual Pilgrim Journey. We feel like we're there going through this experience with you. What did you learn in writing the book and going back in your mind and what you experienced, the impact it had on your life? And as you were doing research and putting the book together, what did you learn in writing the book?
I really learned a lot about myself, and understood a little bit more about myself, but not just myself, but I learned a lot more of social interactions. I gained a greater understanding of some of how I interacted with individuals when I was younger. And then I understood, okay, that's why, this didn't work that way. And having a greater understanding of the social dynamics that we have in our society and how we can have better social dynamics. And it's understanding that I am only one piece of that social dynamic. It's society is like a fabric, and we have to have all pieces of the fabric in order to prosper and grow. And we have to do that through collaboration and coordination, not necessarily war and fighting. And yes, we're going to have disagreements. Yes, we're going to have misunderstandings. And that's the beauty of the Baha'i faith, because it says we're going to have a clash of differing of opinions.
Yes.
But through the clash of differing opinions, we will find the truth. And really, that's what it's about. We need to find the truth. It's that independent investigation of truth and understanding. And I think that's really what I found for myself. Some of what I wrote was a little bit challenging because I kind of felt a sadness because I'm like, wow, I wish I had known this when I was 25. I wish I had known this when I was 35.
Yes.
But I know this now, and now I can share it. And so those people that are 25, those people that are 35 or whatever age they are, that, hopefully they can take that little nugget or that whatever that could be for them. And that's really the basis and the backdrop of the book and the journey for me in this particular on my path of spirituality.
The book is Karen's Spiritual Pilgrim Journey. The author is Karen Rich Franklin, our guest on the program. Book available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places, along with two other books written by Karen. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Was there anything surprising for you in writing the book that you had not expected as you were going back through the writing process?
Yeah, there I did mention in the book how long I had been a Baha'i, so I'd read a lot of books. In the faith, there's just a plethora. We just have so many books written by many Baha'is that have come before us, many Baha'is right now that write, about their experiences, and they study, and they we also have what's called scholars. So they study the history of the faith. So one of the surprising things was visiting areas about stories of those areas, and I would stop, and I'd be in amazement. I'd be like, why does this seem familiar? And it just would strike me, and I would ask our host for that day, and I'd be like, is this the place where, you know, Shoghi Effendi ran up and down the stairs as a little child? And they were like, yes. You know, is this the place that, you know, and I would just name off whatever it was. And in a little bit, I just would pause and just really sink in how treasured that place was for me, because it was like, this is real. This is not something that's just written in a book. And that happened several times. Videos that we had seen that were put to music. So there's a lot of the writings that are put to music, and a lot of pictures that are of the places in Haifa. And being able to see those and touch them and sit in the presence of those areas was very surprising. And it was a very spiritual experience. So, yeah. And that was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful.
When you sat down to write Karen's spiritual pilgrim journey, were there any challenges as you began the writing process? It's an important book. You're sharing your views, your thoughts, what you went through, your observations. Was that a daunting task at any time, is when you realized a lot of people are going to be getting an introduction with this book? This is going to be opening the door for them. What challenges did you have?
I think some challenges were trying to make sure that if I was writing about a historical fact, that I really need to make sure that I was writing that correctly.
Yes.
and being factual about that, making sure that the reference was listed in the book the way that it needed to be. You know, there's that APA formatting that needs to go into the book for that, and any quotes, you know, that needed to go with that. I couldn't sit and write on an ongoing thing. I would have to pause, you know, go and do something else, think about it, come back, write some more. A lot of what helped was having my own pictures. I took a lot of pictures with my phone. And so I would look at the pictures. I would look at the day of the time. You know, was this a night thing? Was this a daytime trip? You know, what was going on with travel? What was going on with food? And that helped a little bit. But a lot of it was, I need to make sure that what I quote in here is accurate and factual so that I'm not misleading in that way.
What do you hope the takeaway is? What message, themes do you think the book conveys to readers?
I would hope that the idea that we have of religion in our society today is just a very, I want to say boxed, kind of a boxed in thought process about religion. Just religion. And it doesn't mean any one particular religion. But to have an open thought about what religion could look like. What would a creator really bring to us as a religion? And I am talking like bigger picture, right? Not,
yes,
not just necessarily, you know, in a city or in a country. But if we think about it and open our mind in a bigger picture way of really what is religion and what should be religion, and I hope that's kind of a takeaway from the book, that with the Baha'i faith, it's not the typical traditional way we think about religion. And the book that I quote in my book, Prescription for Living, is a great example. That was one of the first books that I read. And my thought process was, this is a religion? So, you know, to really have a takeaway of having an open mind about what we think of religion as, you know, I think a lot of times we follow what we've been told, or we follow,
yes,
what, you know, somebody has done. And to really just have the thought process of independent investigation of truth. There's nothing wrong with, you know, being on search, you know, and that really was the pilgrimage, you know, it's a search, right? I'm on search for something to help in my life, to help me be a better person, to help me be a better, mother, wife, whatever it is. And it was kind of a long journey to go halfway around the world, but it really cemented for me a lot of things that I had learned prior to going. So I'm hoping that's like the bigger takeaway for people. But also the smaller takeaway is it's just through our individual small steps that we can take in our daily lives.
Yes.
It's not something that you need to do a big, like you don't need to jump on a plane and go across the world right now. But what you can do on a daily basis, just some small steps, you just convince your mind that, okay, this is what I'm going to do, and that's kind of what is said in the Prescription of Living, where it says, if you want to see changes in society, begin on yourself. For it stands to reason that if you are better, the world will be better. There will be that much more gold in the ore of humanity. And so that would be the small takeaway for that.
And all of those steps that Karen was talking about, large and small, outlined in her book, Karen's Spiritual Pilgrim Journey. Before you went on the pilgrimage, did you consider yourself a religious person? Were you looking for something? Two questions there, and I guess obviously you were looking for something. You went halfway around the world to try to get some answers, but did you consider yourself religious up to that point?
I can't say religious, because I've always believed in God. I've always believed that there is a creator, right? There has to be something bigger than us that created all the plants, all the animals, the world, all of the universe. There has to be something greater than us. And I wouldn't say that I'm necessarily a religious person, or thought of myself as a religious person, but I am definitely a person that always wanted to do and be a good person. But how do I be a good person? I need to have direction to be a good person. You have to look outside of who you are to how do you, find out how to take steps to be that good person. Okay, so today I'm gonna, be happier. Today I'm gonna be more honest. Religion is just kind of it's kind of something that we've been told in society is a certain way, or we practice it in a certain way. And I think that's the one thing about the Baha'i faith is we don't practice dogma or tradition. It kind of breaks away from that. And so we have the flexibility. There's a flexibility and not a rigidity. I think what happens in any society is religion in any format or any, and I'm not going to say I'm like the spokesperson for this, but it's just my feeling that what happens is, in society is religion becomes rigid. We have to do it this way. It has to be done this way. Whereas with the Baha'i faith, it's more of an organic process. It develop dynamic and organic. So we have the creative word, we follow the creative word, but it grows in an organic fashion. It's not rigid, it's not stagnant. And that's what I think what happens when we say we're like overly religious or we're overly this. We practice the teachings of the Baha'i faith, which is equality of men and women, elimination of prejudice, independent investigation of truth. There's a lot of precepts, social teachings that we practice in our daily lives. And I'm just one individual. I offer you to, search on your own and kind of scratch that surface for yourself. because the teachings are there. We, you know, we have several websites. We have a lot of, like I said, plethora of information.
Well, it's easy to sense the peace that you found, the questions you had answered, how it has changed your lives, and you're sharing that with others. I mentioned the classes that that you conduct, discussion groups, young people being involved, and at that young age, very important to establish, you know, it's one step at a time. It's me, and I can change me, and I can change other people. The book is Karen's Spiritual Pilgrim Journey. Boy, time is going by so quickly. A couple minutes left here. What was the most difficult part of the book for you to write? Were there parts that were difficult for you to write to get them down so they were understandable and presentable to the general reading audience?
There's one part in the book where it talks about shedding of tears, and that was a very emotional experience. It was something that happened when I came back. I was sitting on my front porch and I was listening to some Baha'i music. And so shedding of tears is, it was a spiritual experience, but also just a very emotional. It's like you're shedding that old part of yourself.
Yes.
You're kind of letting go of, you've been filled with something else. And so the shedding of the tears is you're letting go of all of that stuff that you don't need anymore. And so after experiencing that, it was just, I had to take a break from writing.
Understandable.
It's looking at the pictures, remembering the spirit in which you were there, the friends that you talked to, the places that you visit. And it's not just the Baha'i faith, you know, you're also in a place where Jesus was, you know, Islam is, where, you know, other religions, you know, the Jewish faith. So it's just a very holy place on the planet. And so that was, I can say that was one thing that was kind of difficult. But kind of once you kind of go through it and that passes, you have a greater understanding of some things. And it's like I said in the book, some things it's really difficult to say in verbal language. So I'm trying to describe that in the best way that, you know, that I can. But the spirituality that you gain from that is just amazing.
It's as much feeling, isn't it, as words. It's sometimes difficult to fully express those, but you do a remarkable job in doing that and welcoming us into your world, what you went through in Karen's Spiritual Pilgrim Journey. What perspectives, what beliefs do you feel the book challenges?
Yeah, so I kind of mentioned some of those, right? The rigidity,
yes.
The tradition. Here locally, there was some visiting monks at our local college. And I was so excited. I wanted to go see them. Anyway, they travel to help fundraise. They're traveling. And they build these like mandalas through blowing powdered stuff on the ground, and they built these huge mandalas, and it's like a tradition and a custom, so to speak. It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful, and they sold scarves and some different things, but they wear a certain dress, right? They have this tradition and this custom. They wear a certain dress. The one thing that I haven't mentioned about the Baha'i faith is unity. So our biggest precept is unity and diversity. And if we, you know, if we had the same rigidity and the same tradition that is held in other religions, we wouldn't be able to have unity and diversity. It would not fit, right? We wouldn't be able to,
yes.
You know, embrace different cultures and different languages. It's amazing to have a devotional when you have Spanish and French and Persian and English prayers. And that's what our devotionals are like. That's what our feasts are like. That's the biggest precept of coming into the faith. is the unity and diversity. And I think a lot of people are really trying to figure out, how do we have unity? How can we, you know, be unified? And being unified doesn't mean that we all have the same idea or the same sameness.
Yes.
It's not sameness. It's recognition of everybody's qualities that they bring in. In our town, we have, it's like 70% Latino. We have a lot of immigrants, but they are embraced into our community. They have their culture, you know, their dance, their dress, their language. And that's unity and diversity. It accepts and acknowledges them. And I think that's a lot of what people are looking for.
Well, the time has gone by so quickly. The book is so well done. Karen's Spiritual Pilgrim Journey, Karen Rich Franklin. Her other two books, and we've been showing the book covers on the video version of the program, Cappuccino with Grandma and Halloween Coloring Book, Trick or Treat. A little bit about those. Those books are still out there. It's still touching people. I love the concept of Cappuccino with Grandma. Talk about that briefly. That's a lovely book.
Yes. When I was little, we moved a little bit, but I got to know my grandma when I was going into fourth grade. And she did this little thing with her grandchildren. And there used to be these little cans of cappuccino from General Foods. And she would always have this cappuccino drink after school for us. So, you know, the book is based on a fact, and then a story is built around that fact. And I have plans for that book. I'm going to make a bundle out of that, like baking with grandma and sewing with grandma, because that's
concept.
What I do
yes.
with my grandma.
That is a lovely concept. And the other book I mentioned, Halloween Coloring Book, Trick or Treat. I love that as well. That are very entertaining book, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. That was really fun to do. Yeah. So.
And you'll find all of those when you go to look at Karen's page on Amazon, Karen Rich Franklin. The book we talked about today, Karen's Spiritual Pilgrim Journey. Click on her name and you'll get information on the other books as well. Or we have links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. An excellent job on this book. Are you thinking about writing more in this vein and talking about more about your spiritual pilgrim journey?
Possibility. There's definitely a possibility. I have some other books in the wings as well. So yeah, definitely.
Hopefully you will. Hopefully we'll be able to talk about it. Karen, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Karen Rich Franklin. The book is Karen's Spiritual Pilgrim Journey. Thank you for being with us and sharing this very powerful, inspirational message with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick.
It has
thank
been our pleasure, and I thank King Pages Press, Karen's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation today. Once again, all the information and links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, the book, Karen's Spiritual Pilgrim Journey, Karen Rich Franklin, our guest. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back. More on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.